You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
Hot singles in your area looking for challenges.
And Daryl.
Yeah, weak horrors are for the weak.
Greetings and welcome to episode 100 of The Training Dummies. Recorded on July 21st, 2015. My name is Daryl, and I talk about video games on the internet. And with me as well, who also enjoys talking about video games on the internet, is my bro host with the most, Rob.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's very kind of you.
No problem.
Man, episode 100, man.
No, I can't believe it. It only took us a month to do this. Yeah, something like that.
More like 3 years.
Well, that too. It only took us 3 years to get to 100 episodes.
It's crazy because I know when we started out, we had no idea what we're doing, and 3 years later, I think we have less of an idea of what we're doing. So.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
We've got that going for us, but we've been persistent and. We've had some amazing guests and some amazing content, and I think some people that have been supportive on, I hate to use the word community. No, I don't. I guess that's the right word for it, huh? But some people have been really cool, and we always joke about the show being self-serving, but it's a lot easier to sustain when you're doing something that you're interested in and that's helping you out as well. So that's kind of been a cornerstone of what we've done. And I think maybe that's what helped us keep going at times. Huh?
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I was thinking, rather than make a big hoopla out of episode 100, we take a step back a little, and what a better way to celebrate than to rehash some old content, because that's the way we celebrate video games on the internet. Blizzard has taught us that. So, Daryl, I think we've gone over this before, and I know maybe at least the story of your name, and I don't know if people know when you started playing, but why don't you tell us when you started playing it, and what is your current main?
I'm sure they've heard when I started playing.
I don't know.
Because we've mentioned it a few times, as if you want to know if someone started playing in vanilla, they'll tell you. which we joked about numerous times. So yes, I started playing in vanilla on release day, in fact. My current main is my shaman named Hend. I also have a co-main, which is a warlock named Zend.
I ask you this all the time. I'm actually going to look it up. I'm not even going to. I'm going to see which one is better geared.
Oh, that's it's just because I've had luckier drops on my warlock when he's made it to raid versus when my shaman's made it to raid. That's all it is. Honest.
Yeah.
There's no need to look anything. All right, so I will pose the same question to you then. How, when, where, why did you start playing, and what is your current main?
I am not someone who played since release, or Alpha, or Burning Crusade, for that matter. I was playing a bunch of other MMOs and a bunch of free-to-play stuff, and just getting run through the microtransaction ringer, and a buddy of mine kept trying to talk me into playing Warcraft, and I kind of didn't really want to. I don't know why, because I loved some of the other Blizzard games prior to that, but finally he won me over, and I did it, and I don't know. I rolled on some RP server that he was on, and it was just kind of weird, but another friend of mine had butt-dialed me one day, and we ended up talking about Warcraft, and he was like, oh, you should come over to Deathwing, it'll be great, and it's a PvP server, but don't worry, if anything ever happens, you know, all the guildies will come and help you, and I didn't know any better, so I was like, alright, sounds good. Yeah, that was a, you know, I don't regret it, but I do regret it at times. But
yeah, I know.
The whole thing about me having a main, I can honestly say that where I'm at right now with my monk is what is, and having stuck with this now for since the monk initially was released in beginning of Pandaria, I would call that my main, and it has been my main the whole time. I've played alts, but I haven't really deviated from, like, this is what I'm focused on. So I really, really, really love the monk class a lot, and you know, it's had its ups and downs, and changes, and reworks, and relearning, and I you know, a lot of classes do, but the monk is just so stinking good. I just really, really, really enjoy it. It suits my playstyle a lot. So I guess that that is my main, my monk.
All right. So Holloway is the name of your monk. What is the origin of that name?
It's a character that, I don't know, I should actually just let people figure that out. It's a tribute to a character that one Christina Hendricks has played on a show, so I'm just going to leave it at that. Man, you know what we should have done? We should have answered this for each other and saw and saw like they do those, like, the dating shows where you're like, what is your partner's favorite food?
That's funny.
So what would you say is the origin of the hind, zend, mend, lend? Spend.
Yes, I played Dark Age of Camelot, and my main in that game was a bard, and I tried to come up with a good bard name, so I came up with Hendrixian von Jimmy, and everyone just called me Hend in that game. Excuse me. So when I made the switch over to Warcraft, I just shortened it all down to Hend, and that's what we got. And my naming convention follows the END for most of them. So my warlock is Zend, my priest is Mend, I think my paladin is Spendori, I've got a druid slated for delete that's name is Lendor, I have a hunter that is Svender. So
you have to get your druid to a 100 first, though, right?
Yeah, I gotta get him to, I think he's what can we go to in
85.
It was 90 in Cataclysm, right? Or not Cataclysm. Miss, right? 90? So I think
did you?
No, he's like 87.
Yeah, I didn't think you finished Miss with him.
No, I think he's still in Jade Forest.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Screw that guy. My druid is almost, he's getting close to 100.
Is it? Wow.
He's getting close to 100. I made him one of those staffs that you can make with inscription, and I leveled it up to, like, I think 660 or 675.
Oh, so really? Wow.
He's got a better weapon than some people in our raid team do at this point.
That's funny.
What would you say is your most fond memory because of Warcraft?
Well, if we go just to gameplay, because I know everyone, we kind of get the same answer from a lot of people, but it's you know, meeting all the people. Our current raid team is a blast, so that's definitely one of the things I really enjoy. And I've got good memories from all of that. But actually, in gameplay, memory from in game was when we killed Deathwing as a guild. We had. That was our first current content and boss that we had killed. Because, you know, I've been raiding with the group that at the time since Karazhan and Burning Crusade. And and we were always, you know, I'm not even sure if we got into Karazhan when it was current tier, but we definitely didn't finish it when it was current tier. So we were always a tier or two behind whenever we completed anything. So killing Deathwing, and it was just such an amazing fight, and I remember that, you know, it was 10 man, and we two healed it, and I was one of the healers, And it was just such an insane fight, and I won't forget that one for sure, because it was so exciting to, you know, the first one we got it, and it was current content, and we did it, you know, as a group together, so that's definitely, you know, as for in-game gameplay, that was probably my most fond memory for that kind of thing. What would you say is yours?
Well, kind of like you said, there's a lot of, you know, just the typical answer, you know, we killed this boss or we did this thing or, you know, but I don't know, for when I first started and I first joined the guild, there was a lot of camaraderie and a lot of, you know, kind of like, you know, I guess what birthed the show a little bit, a lot of this whole spirit of being able to help people out and, all right, let's take a look at your glyphs and what are you doing here? And, you know, have you heard of mouse over macros? And, you know, check this out and this, you know, and all these little things that was just like blowing my mind, right? So the first tune that I got the max level was a paladin. And at that time, there was a need for a healer, and I had no idea what I was doing, but I was like, sure, I'll give it a shot, right? And we kind of just really cut the fat, and I learned how to use the mouse over macros and cleaned up my UI a lot, and it went in, and man, I remember going into Blackwing Descent and just going in there, and it was Magma and that council fight with the robots.
Yeah.
What the heck? And I don't know why, because... You know, a few of the people that were playing with us at that time were a little negative, but like it really, I don't know, it stuck with me. And I remember, like, you know, just healing these fights and just, it was so insane. And we're kind of trying to come up with strategies. And, you know, we kind of figured things out for ourselves. I think at that point, I think there was a lot less, you know, like guides and, you know, Icy Veins and YouTube guides and all these things. So we kind of really had to just, you know, well, maybe the hunter can kite these ads, and, you know, and maybe, you know, if I use this ability at this time, there's so many, like, it was just team building and it was just genuine. And I think, like, you know, with Hoofit and Taz were tanking, and, you know, and there's those guys have been playing together for years, and it was just like crazy to me that, you know, I was in here and we're killing these crazy bosses, and it was just like it was just really fun. And it was like every week we'd come back and we would do this, and like you mentioned, it wasn't always you know, cutting edge, or, you know, it was never cutting edge, I guess, but but we went in, and I remember finally, you know, getting the guild achievement for doing Blackwing Descent and Bastion of Twilight and Throne of the Four Winds, and getting that guild achievement where we got that purple Phoenix mount. And
oh yeah,
and it was, dude, it was like, this is awesome. This is what it's about, you know? And I think it was those kind of memories that just, like, yeah, I remember the bosses and, you know, and the nerd screams and the frustration and all that, but it was just like the whole just doing this together and making friends and digging into it, that just really, that's what kept me coming back. So. So it's more of, I don't know, it's a memory, but it's like a series of memory, and it was just like something that grew over time.
Right. What would you say is your favorite raid boss of all time?
Favorite raid boss?
Yeah.
See, so starting in Wrath, I didn't see, I mean, of course I've gone back and done all that stuff. I've gone back and killed every raid boss and done everything, but I didn't see a lot of the stuff when it was current. I didn't see the Lich King when it was current. So I don't feel like I can rightfully claim that any of those fights prior to me stepping into end game raiding were really, you know, like, those are kind of off the table for me. So a lot of my memories really are, you know, Kata and moving forward from there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think the Nefarian fight in Blackwing Descent, because we butt our heads against that forever.
Oh, yeah. I remember, man, when we beat
and
that
we
one.
Were, and that was it was awesome. Crazy. And, you know, we put up the raid markers around the room for who's going to stand where, and Hoofit went to the wrong one, and
who saved the day? I saved the day.
This whole thing about teasing people about colors and shapes, and who, you know, and how you had to get on those pillars, and you had to interrupt that ad, and then we tried to, I think I tried to get on my druid. At that time, I had kind of switched from Paladin to Druid, and I was going like Bear Tank to try and pick up those ads for that fight, and it was just like, this is insane. This is just crazy, you know? So, I don't know. I think that fight is probably the one that sticks out to me the most. And of course, a lot of other ones were awesome, you know? We really hit a stride with Dragon Soul, and I think that has to do with it being a little bit easy, to be honest. But it was still awesome. It was still a really, really, really good feeling. I think we did well, and we killed pretty much everything in there before any of it was nerfed. Mm-hmm. So that was really fun. But yeah, I think the one that really sticks with me is the Nefarian fight in Blackwing Descent with Onyxia coming down. And yeah, it was just insane. Yeah. What about you?
See, I jumped in here and asked you this question before you could get me because I was going to try and think of my answer. Well, you answered, but
I know your fond memory was the Deathwing fight, but you were raiding before.
But I remember that Nefarian fight because Hoofit was supposed to be on the same pillar as Chariot and I, and all of a sudden he's not there, so it was up to me and Chariot to take over his interrupt duties. I remember that one. Yeah, that was definitely a memorable kill. I remember that one. And yes, he heard about colors and shapes for a very long time on that one, because he's the one who set the raid markers, too,
mm-hmm.
and assigned everyone their pillars. But for favorite, I don't know. I have a lot of favorites, I guess. I can't pinpoint just one.
For different reasons. I mean, I remember when I first started monkeying, and we were doing the dog... the three dog bosses in Mogoshan Vault, boss in there. I was like, I had just, that was like intro to monk healing for me. And I remember it was like you, me, and Talk. And, that dude was wearing like greens from freaking BC, and he was outperforming everyone. But man, I just remembered like, this is amazing. Like monk healing was so, so good, and it was just super fun, and we were pushing each other, and that, the fight sucked, but it was kind of, it was a challenge. It was like, it was a weird intro fight.
Yeah.
For a first boss of the first tier,
Well, I remember our Elegon kill in there too now that you mentioned that, because we're doing it with two healers, and our druid healer died, and then we rezzed her, and she died again. So it was left to me to heal the whole thing myself. I remember it was insane. And unfortunately, you were dead the whole time, too, because couldn't keep everyone up. And
yeah.
I know. And
there was something to do with, like, the particle effects of that fight. Like, somebody disconnected, and it was just, like, the whole thing was, like, crazy. There was no way we were going to do it.
But I remember it because... Because you have to use two healers, and you separate one on each side. So what I would do is I would heal the one side, and then I'd ghost wolf and run over to the other side, straight across the middle, and heal the other, the other side. And that was insane. I remember that now. Like, I don't know if that's my favorite of all time, but it's definitely, I remember that because it was a big achievement. And, but yeah, there's just so many. I don't know if I can pinpoint a favorite boss. I can pinpoint a favorite dungeon. Karazhan is my favorite raid. Like, not raid boss, but just raid.
Mm-hmm.
Because that it's like you're assaulting this tower. And it was, as you make your way up through the tower. That one is definitely my favorite raid of all time. But as for raid boss, I don't know if I can pick one. So I'm gonna jam out on the question.
Yeah, there was a lot of really good moments.
Yeah, for sure. What would you say is your favorite thing to do in game right now?
Which game?
good call. All right.
Which is funny because because that kind of leads us to a little bit of where the future of the Training Dummies is headed. In-game raiding Friday nights with the team.
Yes.
It's fun. Even like a raid that's not the best raid, we're still having fun.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I didn't think any of the raids so far in Warlords of Draenor were outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
You know, they were all there, and the bosses were there, and they had mechanics, and you know, we figured them out, and it's fun, and you get loot. But I didn't think High Maul or Foundry or Hellfire so far. Nothing has just like rocked my world. So,
yeah, I agree. Like the raids themselves, but this is definitely one of the funnest raid teams we've had, I think. I've been a part of, for sure. So
it took a lot of work and rebuilding and putting energy mm-hmm. into it and sticking it out, and people just kind of showing up and being faithful and building that chemistry and getting to the point where, you know, I've been tanking with Salty for quite a while now, and you know, we kind of know what to expect from each other.
Yeah,
it makes a huge difference once you learn what to expect from your team. You know, we expect Kranos to die a lot. You know, we expect. we love Kranos. We expect the warriors to be on the top of the DPS meters. We expect druids and rogues to steal my gear. Shaking my fist.
Yep. Exactly.
Well, what's your favorite thing to do right now?
Well, it's the same thing, of course. It's our Friday night raids. I look forward to it every week, and you know, I'm sure? A little.
It's not farming Apexes, crystals, or
that's a close second. I'll give it a close second.
Killing rares in Tanaan.
I'll give that a close third. But yeah, it's definitely the Friday night raids. I look forward to that every week, and I'm a little disappointed every week that I can't make it. Like, I know I'll be there this week, but then next week I won't be able to make it, and I'm already disappointed about that, because we're traveling to BC on a camping trip, and
a glamping trip, or
whatever you want to call it. Anyway,
Are you going to have air conditioning? Are you going to have internet? Are you going to be in a trailer? And are you going to have your laptop?
Yes to most of those. So anyway, next, the Friday after, I'm considering bringing the laptop. I'm considering bringing my mobile internet router. And we'll see what happens the Friday after that, if I show up at all. As I sit in my trailer after the kids have gone to bed, and my wife just wants to read her book or something, so
that's hilarious.
We'll see what happens. I'm not ruling it out yet, but next Friday's out for sure, because I'll be driving all night, so on my way there. But anyway, yes.
This is Ariel from Inconspicuous Bear, and you listen to the Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
I'm not gonna lie. I have been working on my bear a little bit after he was on the show.
I don't know what to think about that.
off the raid team. You know, if you do have any questions for us or you just want to find out what we're doing, we are definitely active on Twitter, and you can find the show account at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Copeland, and Daryl is at @hand_TTD. But tonight is going to be a little bit different. It's episode 100. Words have no real outline or agenda. We just kind of wanted to talk about the future of the show a little bit, and being episode 100, it's kind of a big deal. And we're looking at what we're going to be doing going forward, and kind of looking at, I guess, a Training Dummies 2.0 and what that looks like, and you know, different. Different things that we enjoy. We still enjoy Warcraft. We still enjoy the raiding and the dailies. The dailies are so good. The garrisons are so good.
Love them.
Shipyard missions are so good.
Yay.
Yeah. But really, you know, we did do a Heroes of the Storm episode, and that went over really well. People liked it, and we thought, you know what, why not start incorporating this into what we're doing with the show? To diversify a little bit, and I think hell has frozen over at one point because Daryl actually not only agreed but suggested that we do a Hearthstone show.
Yeah.
I think your stance on the game hasn't changed.
Not much, because I still get frustrated as hell with that game. I find new ways to, every time I play a match, I find new ways to lose. Like, I learned all about fatigue here recently.
Oh, man.
And
yeah,
that was, oh my god, what is this? Like, how did that even happen? I didn't understand. I think I didn't even look at the game for 2 weeks after that one, because it just, I don't get it. So anyway.
Yeah, somebody did that to me one time, and I about freaking spit on my phone because I was like, what is this guy doing to me? So
I didn't even know that was possible.
But like, that's the thing, there is so much, I mean, for being a little card game, there is so much depth to that and so many different ways to play it, and you know you can call it pay to win, or you can call it, you know, however you want, but I mean you can be successful with a basic deck, or you know, and I think these are all things that you don't know. Like, the same way you don't know how to play a Resto Shaman unless you do the research or something, you know, like a show like this where somebody, you know, comes on and breaks it down for you, you know, but you wouldn't know how to react to a fatigue rogue or a freeze mage or a control warrior and all these different things. You're like, I don't know what to do with this. And you just lose, and it's just frustrating. So we thought, you know, what better way to keep doing what we're enjoying and to keep serving ourselves and to also give back to the community and to, you know, everybody, the people that we surround ourselves with and the community that's around mainly really does enjoy the Blizzard franchise. So looking at Overwatch coming out, I'm totally ecstatic about that. I can't wait for that.
For sure.
I was way into first-person shooters for a long time, so I think it'll be great. You know, like we mentioned with Hearthstone and the Heroes episode. I mean, there's so much content there to cover, and we just thought maybe not to limit ourselves so much anymore, to branch out. I believe Warcraft does provide the content and the change where we could stay doing what we're doing, but I don't know. Personally, you know, Daryl and I've talked about it, and we're excited about doing something different and switching it up a little bit. And, you know, not every episode is going to be for everybody, but I still think that if we, you know, put our heart into it and do our best, that it'll be worth listening to.
Yeah, exactly. And that Heroes of the Storm episode we did was kind of our, well, let's try something different. Let's try another game and see how it goes. And it, yeah, like you said, it went well. We got a lot of positive responses, and it's something we enjoy playing as well. We enjoy playing, so we don't need to limit ourselves to just World of Warcraft. There'll still be plenty of World of Warcraft episodes because there's still lots of stuff in that game we don't know, and we need help with, because you know, more often than not, this is a self-serving podcast, and we get people on the show to teach us how to play better, and in turn, you know, hopefully that helps someone who listens to the episode, you know, play a bit better or learn something they didn't know. But yes, so there will be a Hearthstone episode or two coming up.
Or two.
And yes, I did suggest it because I want the game to not be as frustrating as it is. And, you know, I've never played trading card games or any of those kind of games before, so I don't even, I'm finding I don't even understand the basics of the game that much. Like, it's a lot more involved than I ever thought it was. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the strategy, there's a lot more to it than I ever thought, so. So, yeah.
We'll get you through that get off my lawn hump. Honestly, for the longest time, I just didn't care about it either. And the RNG can be really frustrating. But once it clicks, you either like it and you realize that you're going to lose sometimes, or it just sucks and it's just not your thing. So, but either way, I think there's a huge amount of content out there, just within the Blizzard ecosystem that we enjoy, and it just makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And plus, we also have Overwatch coming out here with the beta in the fall, and then there's also Diablo 3, which I'm not playing it currently, but I think you are as well. But it's a possibility we could do something on that. There's StarCraft, and they're working on a new expansion right now. So these are all, Blizzard has a large selection of games to pick from to do episodes on. So we're just not limiting ourselves to one anymore. And who knows, we might even do something on another game that we pick up or really enjoy. We're not cutting anything out. We're not saying no to anything right now, I think. So it's kind of
I'm looking forward to the Super Mario Brothers 3 episode. That one's going to be a good one. The Angry Birds Rio, I think that's going to be a really good one.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. The Fruit Ninja one, I think, maybe a shorter episode, but it'll be really good. So, you mentioned the other games. I've definitely been playing some D3 lately. We have a few guildies that love the heck out of that game, and I've gotten into it. I used to play me some Warcraft and StarCraft, the original ones. I used to play the heck out of those, man. And I love those games. So, it all depends on what kind of time we have and what we get into. But we're shorting ourselves and we're shorting you to say that, we're going to do another Shadow Priest episode again next week. And we're going to do a Frost Mage after that. And then we're going to do a Macros episode. It's just like, It's good, and we try and we do our best, but I think we have way more to give than that, and I think this whole universe that Blizzard has created for us just gives us some really good opportunities. So
there might be a Destruction Warlock one sooner rather than later, though.
Maybe, huh?
That's possible. Although I must say, I did much better today.
I'm not going to lie, I looked, and your luck has killed more raid bosses and has a way higher item level than your shaman does. Just saying.
It's all in the drops. Just luck. Just luck.
Blame RNG.
Yes. My shaman will catch up and probably pass for hellfire bosses this weekend. So, I found
there
out...
There was a... Go ahead.
Oh, just saying, I found out one of our healers isn't going to be there this week, so... So it is my job to step in and be the replacement healer.
There was a time when if somebody didn't show up for raid, that there was no raid. And that time's gone. I think it's awesome that somebody could miss and that they can either be... it's easy to fill in for them and the whole flexible thing. I mean, this last week, man, I think at one point we were up to 20-something odd people.
Yeah, we were. It's getting pretty crazy.
It was freaking great. And it was so much fun. Mm-hmm. It was so fun. I have a shout out. I'll wait till the shout outs part, huh?
Okay.
I don't really want to beat the dead horse. I mean, we're excited about what's going forward, and I guess it's not a dead horse. Don't want to beat the live horse that we will be riding off into the sunset here on. But yeah, we've got a lot of cool stuff planned. A lot of, I'm talking to Lenny, that's she's a Hearthstone streamer. She's going to be on here soon. Just sent an email out to Palytime to do some hero stuff. And, I think we've got a lot of resources and a lot of really, really cool guests out there that are just waiting to get that email from me. I think they're just sitting there biting their nails waiting. So
they probably are.
Yeah, we're excited. It's good.
Yeah.
We're not splitting up. You don't have to choose a parent here.
Right. Okay, well, if you have anything to add, about any topic that we do or have any questions about future topics, please send us an email at the show at thetrainingdummies.com. Or you can also leave us a voicemail at thetrainingdummies.com. Every time we have like a month off or so and we play that bumper, I realize how much I miss that bumper. I love that one still. It's so good.
Megan nailed that one. That totally. Was so good. So totally. Good. Just, it doesn't need to be replaced.
All right. We're going to send some hen love, as always, to our guildies. Had one job on the Deathwing server, as well to Catalyst D20 Grit, our network. And, of course, I need to send some head love to Rob, who has been my co-host for the past 100 episodes, and hopefully for hundreds more.
I'm tearing up just a little. You know, our guildies, you mentioned Had One Job, have made... made Friday nights just freaking awesome. There's some funny videos out there that have been cut out from our raid adventures. There's the
Wings and Well Liquor
Bohemian Rhapsody one.
Oh, one that was good too.
Where I'm clearly not running at 100% capacity, and I'm asking somebody about Brewmaster Monks, and then it turns into a little jam, and then there may be a story of when somebody sharded at work. I don't know about that one. Yeah, all these things just happened, and they're out there, so if you're determined, you could probably track them down pretty easily. But yeah, I had one job. Freaking great team. Love them all. Special shout-out thanks to Daggard, because he sent me the right message at the right time, and we had dual bro monk tanks this week, and it was insane. Dude, we just completely styled upon every boss in there. We just, bosses that we struggled with, no problem, just wrecked them. Bosses that we hadn't seen, we had a 1% wipe on Gore Fiend, and that was the stupidest wipe ever, and it was super irritating, but it was progression, and it was fun, and we're doing a good job. So thanks, Daggard, for showing up at the right time, man. I really appreciate that.
We did get one voicemail this week, so...
Hi, Rob. Hi, Hend. This is Lilulicious from Twitter. Just wanted to congratulate you on episode 100. Now, please don't go anywhere. I'm running out of good podcasts to listen to.
We're not going anywhere.
Not at all. You're stuck with us.
And we asked people to send in some voicemails, and she's the only one that did it. So I guess a shout out to Lulu, because that's super awesome.
Yes, definitely. Head love for Lulu. Well.
It's blue text.
Yeah, I know, but that's for a guest. We don't need to ask them to tell us where to reach them.
Before we wrap up this one job. It is, huh? Jeez, man.
Yep.
I can't get that right. 100 episodes.
I know. We made it.
It's been really cool, and I'm glad you've been an awesome co-host to do this.
I know. I'm looking forward to BlizzCon too. Finally get some bro hugs. Bro hugs.
Dude, BlizzCon's gonna be insane.
That would be so awesome.
Well, I guess that wraps up episode 100 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and our past episodes of the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust from people you shouldn't.